elections make history. Today's will as well. But this particular election day date has been a big one over the years. Here and now's Alex Ashlock takes a look.
In 1864, the U.S. had endured 3 years of bloody civil war. Thousands of Union soldiers were killed, wounded, or missing in action that summer alone. Thousands of Confederates were dead as well. But that fall, Union General William Tecumseh Sherman seized Atlanta, and Union forces scored other victories on the battlefield. That helped President Abraham Lincoln win re-election over George McClellan, the former commander of the Army of the Potomac.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
In 1932, millions of Americans were out of work, the country in the depths of its worst depression. Republican Herbert Hoover was the incumbent president. New York Governor Franklin Roosevelt won the Democratic nomination and promised a new deal for the American people. On November 8th, he won in a landslide, the first of a record 4 terms.
The expenditures of cities and states and the federal government must be reduced in the interest of the nation as a whole. I believe that there are many ways in which such reduction of expenditures can take place, but I am utterly unwilling that economy should be practiced at the expense of starving people. We must economize in other ways, but it shall never be said that the American people have refused to provide the necessities of life to those who, through no fault of their own, are unable to feed and clothe and house themselves.
November 8, 1960 saw one of the closest elections in American history.
So, in 9 states in the Middle West, Nixon has won 90 electoral votes. In 2 states, Kennedy has won 33. He's leading in 2 more states with 38, but a vital and elusive 38 electoral votes that haven't come in yet. That's the story.
Massachusetts Senator John F. Kennedy was the Democratic candidate. Vice President Richard Nixon was the Republican nominee. Their campaign featured the first televised presidential debates. Kennedy won the popular vote by just over 100,000.
The election may have been a close one, but I think that there is general agreement by all of our citizens that a supreme national effort will be needed in the years ahead to move this country safely through the 1960s. I ask your help in this effort, and I can assure you that every degree of mind and spirit that I possess will be devoted to the long-range interests of the United States and to the cause of freedom around the world.
The 1988 presidential campaign ended on this date with Republican Vice President George H.W. Bush easily defeating Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. Speaking in front of a banner that read, "America Wins," Bush delivered his victory speech that night.
A campaign is a disagreement, and disagreements divide. But an election is a decision, and decisions clear the way for harmony and peace. And I mean to be.
Right now, millions of Americans are expressing their decisions at the polls. They're writing a new chapter in American history. We should have the first draft soon. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.